They just had
that sounds like up. A sexy robot you can fuck, Computer Dora.
A computer. I don't even know if that's how you say computer anymore. Yeah,
that's my name of my autistic wife. Computer Dora. Yeah, yeah. Are you home from the podcast? Yes, dear. Did you make dinner? Yes. We're having toast. Thank you, my love. Don't touch my ears. I won't.
Computer Dora.
I love you, Computer Dora.
Yeah. What? I love you. It's an emotion. Oh, I'm going to be playing Maple Story in the bathroom. Don't touch my swatches. Don't touch my Velcro while I'm in the bathroom playing Maple Story.
Fuck. What did Jews used to speak then? Yiddish?
In Europe, yeah.
Mm.
I spoke Yiddish.
That's a funny language.
Yeah, it's really gay sounding.
Do they write outside, it down?
It sounds like someone like making fun of Jews. You know?
Yesterday there was like an Orthodox guy with this just awful posture. Completely, he looked literally spineless, and you know he's got like Dr. Eggman's body, and he's got his phone held all the way up to his fucking face.
I love
face,
that look.
And he's like glaring at the, you know, and his fucking like just chin pressed into his torso, glaring at the phone. And I was laughing so hard, imagining that he was just zooming in on a picture of a penny.
Oh shit.
Fuck, dude. Did you catch what it was by any chance?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Computer Dora. I want to have sex with Computer Dora, your wife.
Yeah. I've cummed. I finished coming. Please exit me. So, Stav, are you excited for apparently, according to the hair loss talk, this is supposed to be the biggest year for
that Italian cream?
Bratzu hair loss cream is the big new item.
Nick's back on the hair loss boards.
I'll believe it when I see it.
My hair started shedding.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it, dude.
This is such a funny world. I love that balding can't be cured. Like, no matter what they try, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like it really affects people like on a psychological level and like destroys their lives. But it's so quotidian that you can't really feel bad for them. It'd be like if women's
quotidian. Look at Mr. Big Nuts.
It's
over
ubiquitous.
Here.
It's a thing that happens every day.
I know ubiquitous.
You know that one?
Anyways, it would be like if women got breast cancer, like every single woman got breast cancer at like 23 and they had to get a tit cut off. And then all of media was filled like with people being like, ooh, fuck that one titted bitch. You know, they're like, are you tired of only having one titty?
You bald
stupid
shit.
Cancer. Yeah, they're like, what? Like if Elaine was missing a tit on Seinfeld, an episode where she got a fake tit and everyone was like, gross. That's what baldness is. It's like cancer.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the stakes are just as high as breast cancer and baldness.
Yeah.
It's equally as dangerous.
Yeah.
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 I would give millions of women breast cancer if I could have my hair back. yeah, whatever, dude. I would wear maybe, you know. Damn, just a life where I have beautiful, thick, luscious.
Yeah, dude. Hair I'm telling you, that Italian hair cream.
I mean, I could just grow my hair out.
Well, Bratzu is supposed to have a conference next month. Because you know what I do?
Honestly, we go.
I look at pharmaceuticals to see who's got like research pipelines for like hair loss stuff and anything that seems like it's effective. I like monitor just the stock price or whatever. Because I'm going to have to start investing at some point.
And are you going to invest in bold
what
creams?
I know about investing is you want to pick one stock and put every single dollar you have.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Based on wild speculation
and then
from the hair loss stock forms.
If it dips even a little bit, sell everything.
Yeah, sell everything.
Sell everything.
As soon as you incur any kind of loss, immediately solidify that loss by selling every single fucking share you have.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I'm excited, dude. I hope, because you know what? I don't even think I'm going to go bald, but it would be nice to, that would be like a fun thing for them to cure. You know, I think men deserve a win.
Yeah.
This year.
Baldness?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna kick baldness's ass.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck baldness.
Doing like a 5K for baldness.
We should do that, dude.
For male pattern baldness.
We should literally start a fucking charity.
Yeah, male ribbons.
Baldness.
Yeah. I did a marathon for men who are going bald.
There's no, like, the money's not going to anything. There's no cure. There's no treatment. We just kind of raise a bunch
of money.
Time
to knock out baldness.
Buy them all hats.
Yeah.
You got Chirac. Mm. You got
what do you mean you got Chirac? That was like
that movie from 4 years ago.
Yeah, Chicago.
You got
that won an Oscar.
You got Chicago, like, Miramax like Pictures.
Richard Gere. Richard Gere Museum. In
you
Chicago.
Got Chief Keef, one of the best, one of the hottest rappers.
Everyone's talking about the Richard Gere Museum.
Is that a real museum?
Yeah, there's a gerbil wing at the museum.
Richard Gere Museum in Chicago. Yeah.
Nice.
It's in the Willis Tower. The top floor is all like the Richard.
There's like a whole. It's like the gerbil experience wing where you go and you're on a wheel for a while, and then you're like in wood chips taking a shit.
The last
room is you go into his asshole. Yeah.
It's what's funny is you could have gotten Stav to believe that there was a Richard Gere Museum at the top of the Willis Tower if you didn't say that gerbil shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, seriously?
Is there not a museum?
No!
I didn't think it was in the fucking Willis Tower, but who knows, man?
You thought there was a Richard Gere Museum?
Fucking idiot.
There's a Liberace Museum. Shut up, bitch.
Liberace was...
With your obvious-ass fucking gerbil joke.
Liberace was a fucking...
Actual
staple.
Gay guy. Not a gay guy according to fifth graders.
Okay, that's
and kind of just like sort of a shitty actor that got way too much work.
Every gay guy gets a museum.
Yeah.
Which that's cool. True.
There could have been. I guess you're right. What the fuck would be in the Richard Gere Museum?
I don't know. Stuff from every movie you've been?
Officer and
just
a gentleman.
Somebody walking around with a Mothman Prophecies mug.
I didn't think it was like a big museum, but like, I've been a little museum before. You know, it's like a room.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit.
All right, check out my Days of Heaven snow globe. I got it at the Richard Gere Museum.
I don't know, man. The fuck?
There could be a whole part about him not jizzing, right? Or something.
That's Sting.
No, it's Richard Gere, too.
I don't think so.
He hasn't jizzed in 30 years, I think.
I would see...
This whole thing. His ball sack is like a suitcase.
Big fat balls. He's a Buddhist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Buddhist.
There would be some Buddhist shit in there. You don't dare to imagine. You know? If you told me that thing with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and it didn't exist, I'd be like, great. Can't wait to fucking see it. You tell me the thing about Richard Gere Museum, I'm like, oh, that's pretty stupid, but that's cool. Stranger things have happened, you know? I'd love to go in and see, you know, the deleted scene where he actually penetrates Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. I'd like to see that.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that's because I dreamed to believe.
You dreamed to imagine.
Wait, he penetrates who?
He fucks Julia Roberts in the deleted scenes, and that's part of what's in the Richard Gere Museum.
Does that actually, is there a video of him penetrating Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can see fucking Christopher Lambert's balls in Fortress.
Yeah. Well, in the world where the Richard Gere Museum exists, yeah, there is video of that. That's the world I live in, Nick. Okay?
Yeah.
A beautiful world where you could see his dick go into Julia Roberts' pussy.
Because they're worried about doing numbers at the Richard Gere Museum, they have the Gere and Space Museum.
Oh!
It's the Air and Space Museum featuring Richard Gere.
Yep. That's like that's a fucking, that's a twofer. Right?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a great idea.
The Smithsonian Gere and Space Museum.
It just becomes a dumbass idea for a museum if it's just Richard Gere to a very good deal.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you got Richard Gere and you got space.
Then you go see a fucking shuttle.
Yeah.
Dude.
You can go see the like, I believe by the end of the decade, we will put a man on the moon. Yeah, you just go into the next room, and it's like, but it's some kind of moth man. You know?
And then what's the one where his wife cheats on him?
Unfaithful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that the other day. I used to jack off to that movie.
That's a hot movie. She really gets pounded out by that guy.
By that Spanish guy. And then he kills her at the end.
He does?
Yeah. And he goddamn gets, he kills him. He kills the other man.
Oh, Richard Gere kills the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The other guy, Diane Lane, gets railed the fuck out in like a staircase.
Ooh.
I used to jack off to that.
Sounds pretty good.
All the time.
Diane Lane's married to Josh Brolin. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
No country for old men.
Yeah. No pussy for...
Gay Nick.
No.
He got you. Honestly, he got you.
No.
Honestly. Got you,
bitch. That's not a movie.
No pussy for you. Gay Nick.
That's not a movie.
Yep. That's what I like to call fatality.
Mm-hmm. Fucktality.
Fucktality.
Shit. Thank you.
I'm mad now.
Sorry, dude.
No pussy for gay Nick.
How dare you take no pussy for gay Nick.
I'm sorry that I like and use it against me
in a very
starring my close personal
your best
friend
Josh Brolin.
Who said good set to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, great job, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that must have felt cool.
Yeah, it did. That was the highlight of my comedy career. And trust me, I've had a lot of peaks. Montreal, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago, dude.
Are you serious?
That's how fucking long ago I did Montreal.
That's hilarious.
Who is your year?
Wait, hold on.
Joe List.
It's 2018.
DeVito, Joe List, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, Joe List, DeVito, Ray Romano, Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh. Shecky Green.
Saul, Shecky Green.
Yeah. Don Rickles.
Karl Marx.
Whoa. Yeah.
He was one of the Marx brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fucked with Harpo.
Which one was he? The one that looks like you?
Oprah.
He's the one that had like the curls and he was a clown.
Oprah took her name from her name's supposed to be Harpo backwards.
That's true. She loved the Marx brothers?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get problematic, but those people are always stealing.
Yeah.
People from Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From Chirac.
I want everyone to look under your seats. It's two tickets to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum. You're going to the Richard Gere Museum.
Sounds fucking great, man. I don't know what the fuck you guys are on. The Richard Gere Museum. I would love to go there.